Yeah, I mean, hindsight's obviously 20/20. But you know, the thing is, in that situation, and kind of knowing them and studying them, you know, that's an aggressive situation, kind of a gotta have it situation, and felt like getting the ball on the edge with guys out in front was our best possible play at that time to get the first down, and we didn't execute properly. It's not necessarily designed for that, but the opportunity was there. Detroit did a nice job defending the actual first and second progression on the play, and then just an opportunity to, you know, you're hoping maybe you get the PI or the penalty at that point, but or an incomplete pass, but it's worth a shot. No, not at all. Definitely wanted to get Tolik some more reps tonight early in the game, and then keep Nigel and Jordan fresh and healthy as the game wore on.
Doug, you said during the week that you
They were. I mean, you know, obviously that's the concern when you have that much time off. I mean, you'd love to continue to play, but, it is what it is. I mean, we didn't make the schedule, and we had to buy, and then we got two games on the road, and we just have to learn to, take advantage of these situations, and we just came up a little bit short. I mean, it's still a good football team, and we'll learn from these mistakes. We'll learn from the penalties and the missed opportunities, and get ready for next week.
That was the first time you've been in a big deficit situation. What did they show you coming back?
I tell you what, it's a great football team, because in that standpoint, I mean, we could have folded the tents and gave up. But sideline was very energetic. The guys understood that we were really beating ourselves at that time, and they rallied and then got ourselves back into this football game . Obviously got the lead, in the second half, and guys did a great job that way. And it's something to credit the veteran players on the team, and sign of a good football team is, people could start pointing fingers at different, but they didn't. They rallied together and had an opportunity. I personally feel like he's got short-term memory. He's gonna look at the tape. He'll make the corrections, and he'll be on to next week, quite honestly. Kind of glad he got the interception out of the way. I mean, there's so much buildup on that. But, hey, we throw the football the way we do, and he's played great, really, in these four games. And he stood in there again tonight and made some tough throws, especially on third down, and led our football team. He did a great job. Just think they really settled into their assignments, into their roles, the game plan. Coach Schwartz didn't change up anything. I mean, just guys were just making plays, and felt like Detroit in the first half was maybe a half step ahead of us a little bit, and then in the second half we got together and they did an outstanding job. I mean, they gave us obviously an opportunity to win the game. Kendrick was out there. I mean, we wanted that Kendrick Tolik matchup to go, and Nigel and Jordan to go, just working that linebacker rotation that way.
You said the defense was a half step slow in the first half. Do you think that was across from week?
I mean, it could be. Could be the turf, could be the noise, could be a lot of things. But the way they hung together and the way they battled, and the way they came out in that second half and really kind of took it to them, that was the impressive thing, to see. Because, it could have been a situation where we could have just packed it up and gone to the house, but they didn't do that. And they they stayed together, they rallied together, and gave us an opportunity in the second half. Well, listen, this league, you have to come to work every day. I talk about preparation and hard work, and these guys do it every single day, and it's tough when you lose close ones like this. I mean, it hurts a little bit more because you know the hard work that goes into every game, every week, and you know, that locker room in there is hurting right now. They know. I mean, they understand. That's a good football team in that dressing room, and they just keep believing in themselves, and good things are going to happen, you know, down the road.
I think it was 14
penalties. What do you think about the way the team played? Well, I mean, that's tough. I mean, it's tough to overcome, but I thought they hung in there. Again, didn't point any fingers at anybody, accepted the responsibility and moved on, did a nice job of trying to overcome, you know, a few setbacks, kept us in some third and longs that we didn't need to be in, and we just got to learn from it. Yeah, it's something they had shown, and you know, a lot of teams do that. Just get a bigger body on the edge, especially with the type of pass rushers that we have. We've done it with Matt Tobin a few times, you know, put him in there, some tight end spots. But, yeah, it's something that we were prepared for, and just part of their offense. You know what? I haven't seen it. I didn't get a clear, obviously, a view on the big screen. It was away from us, so we'll have to just take a look at the TV copy and obviously the coach's tape and just make that correction. I just grabbed him, you know, on the way up the tunnel and just said, hey, keep your head up. You know, a lot of football left, a lot of season left, still a good player, and don't let one play define your season.
Is there any thought about this goal there that has a big career on the team? How do you determine?
Well, in that situation, felt like that the bigger back, you know, in that running situation would be, and the way he kind of ran on those first couple of plays, just keep feeding him. I mean, he was doing a nice job. Just the way the game plan worked. From Tulloch? Yeah, I mean, there's a guy that obviously had a lot of emotion coming back, and I thought he really did a nice job just leading the defense when he was in there. The thing is with him, he gives us such great depth at that position, and he's a great leader in the locker room, veteran presence, and somebody that's well respected in that dressing room, and thought he did a good job.
When you made clear throughout the first moment that in the nickel situations it's going to hit and Nigel, why take them off the field?
It's early in the football game. You know, there are a lot of things that were happening, by design, by game plan, that's the way we went about our business. Yeah, I mean, there were some great throws that he made. You know, the touchdown, on the 1 yard line to Huff. I mean, there's just some third down to Jordan Matthews. I mean, he's incredible in those situations. Seems like when the pressure gets a little tighter, he shines a little brighter. You know, it's special to have a kid like that, especially as a rookie. And somebody that we can continue to just keep grooming and teaching, and rep after rep after rep, he just continues to get better and better. The beauty of the thing is it elevates everybody around him. And I've been around some great quarterbacks that have been able to do that over my career, and he's beginning to bring that out of other people. Obviously, you're on the road in a dome, loud stadium. We got to do, obviously, mechanically, I got to look at myself as far as getting the plays. Maybe the play was late game coming in. I got to take a look at the whole situation and make those determinations. We had some communication. We always use our guard to tap. There's time there. And then ultimately, the quarterback just needs to be aware of the clock. And both of those situations, I wasn't going to burn a timeout in either one of those situations and just let those go. But we just, you know, we got to clean those up.
Take two more minutes. What's your message?
Still a good football team. Got to keep your head up. We're 3-1. We're still in great position. And we just, you know, we learn from it, we move on, and we make the corrections, and we get ready for next week. Yeah, there was some, you know, early on, I felt like he could have maybe slid in the pocket a little bit better, but I think once the game kind of progresses along, that's where you saw him out of the pocket and doing some things, found his backs a couple of times on some nice checkdowns. And that's just the style of their defense. It's a great pass rush, as I mentioned, and, you know, that's something that there was pressure, you know, for a quarterback, when you get immediate pressure, that's one thing, but when you get pressure push in the pocket, that's another thing, and I thought he did a nice job of keeping his eyes up and downfield. Okay? Thanks, guys.